All right. What's up, my boobies? I'm getting better at that, by the way. If you haven't heard it in a while, like since the last episode, or maybe you just haven't watched or listened to an episode lately, go do it. Mainly because why aren't you listening to all the episodes, okay? If you're a true booby, you should be listening to the episodes or watching them. Watching them on YouTube, preferably, okay? Want to know why? Because that's what true boobies do. Want to know what a true booby is? It's part of the community. You watch all of the episodes, you listen to all the episodes, and you feed me compliment after compliment. That's what a true booby does. Yeah, whatever, I could take an insult here and there, but that's not true. That's not booby-ish. A true booby, even if you don't like an episode, tell me you do. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. But also, if you are pretty new to these and you just keep hearing me call everyone boobies, I'm not talking about tits, okay? Now, in a sense, I am, because who doesn't like tits? But really, boobies are, you're part of the community. You're part of the family now, especially if this is your first episode and now I'm explaining this. I haven't explained it since I pretty much started saying it. You're welcome. And for anyone who's been called a booby, you're welcome. Okay? And also, someone just tried to tell me that they came up with the term booby. No, they didn't. And you know who that is. If that person listens, you didn't. I did. Okay? Figure it out. Also, these are supposed to be shorter than usual. I'm trying to bring this down to 10 to 13-ish minutes, maybe 15 at times. I'm already 2 minutes in. And here we go. We're going to feed you with some good stuff. Okay? And by we, I mean me. Because it's just me on the cast today. We're not doing a pod party, but we will bring those back. And if you want to be involved in a pod party, just let me know. Okay? We could throw a pod party. Just like we did in the last episode. We could throw a pod party. You could be a part of it. But first things first, I need to know if this happens to anyone else. I don't know if it does. I feel as though maybe I'm just a crazy person. Maybe I'm not, but there's these times, and it can be middle of the day, but usually it's like when I'm laying down at night and I'm not fully asleep, I'll have my eyes shut, and as many people do, thoughts are just racing through your head. If you can't sleep, thoughts are just racing through your head, and at times, I don't know if this happens to anyone else, or if it's maybe a condition I have, I'm not sure. But sometimes I'll be laying there and I'll think of something, maybe a situation that I was a part of, or a conversation that I was a part of, or maybe something that I said to someone, and it comes back as like this vivid memory while my eyes are shut or if I'm just sitting there. Sometimes I'm, sitting there in daylight and I'm just daydreaming, basically, and it'll come back as like this vivid memory where I am watching it from a third person perspective, almost like I'm watching the scene, I'm hearing the way that I maybe had said what I said in the situation that I'm watching in my head. By the way, this is a memory that I'm talking about if we're going through it, and I'll get to that point where I say something douchey, like I know for a fact my brain is throwing me into this memory of where I was douchey, and I, as a third person watching the scene, I can't stand it so much that I twitch, like almost like my brain is telling me, drop out of this memory, don't watch it anymore. And I'll do this, like I know that I do it. And if you're not watching the YouTube video, I'm sorry, but it's basically like this, like it's almost like I jolt myself out of the memory. Okay, I don't know if this happens to anyone else. And I think I do it because I know that I'm reviewing a memory. It's not something that I think I said or I think I did. It's something that I know I did or said or had a conversation with someone. And it's so embarrassing, or I can't stand myself so much in the memory that I literally jolt my whole body for like a split second, like a twitch almost. And basically shove myself out of the thought process. Like, hey, get out of there. Think of something else. Does that happen to anyone else? I don't know if I'm crazy. Okay? And I kind of want to know. Because it happens pretty often to me, honestly. It happens pretty often. I'll be laying there and just, I'll think of some dumbass shit that I maybe said to someone. And I think to my, like, I'm watching it from a third person perspective in my head. And I'm like, why would you say that? What made that come out of your mouth? What made you do that? And then I wish I could erase it. And at that very moment when you're thinking to yourself, please let me erase this, is when I twitch and like I kind of shoot myself out of the memory, like, damn it, I shouldn't have done that. Or there could be times where I'm just daydreaming or I'm laying down and thinking of maybe a situation where I would react in a certain way, and then my mind, you know, I do that twitch thing and my mind tells me, nope, like, don't even ever think about reacting that way, don't do that. I don't have an example for you offhand, so I know that I'm speaking kind of vaguely right now, so I don't have an example. But if you've experienced this, then you know what I'm talking about, hopefully. It's just, it's hard to explain. So, I don't know if I have Tourette's. I don't know if, I just always do douchey things. Like, am I a douche? I don't know. I could be. And I almost just said that's okay, but it's not okay. Like, I shouldn't be a douche. I don't like douche bags, you know? So, hopefully I'm not, but I most likely am. And that sucks. So, reflection period over, whatever. I just wanted to ask you all that question. If you have an answer, go on Twitter, go on Instagram, go on Facebook, do something and comment, reply, I don't know. And answer the question. Or maybe just text me and say, hey, by the way, I listened or I heard that or watched it. And yeah, that happens to me all the time. Or you could reply to me and say, hey, no, you've got a problem. You should go see a doctor. And I'm not going to do that, but just telling you. Okay. And I guess on that note, I have this weird thing where, like, yeah, obviously I do this podcast or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to start calling it a show. Even though that's douchey. Whenever I think of myself calling it a show, it sounds douchey to me, but whatever. I do this show, and or this podcast, and I always seem to come up with my best shit while I'm, like, sitting or laying in bed, rather, and, you know, I'm not able to sleep. For some reason, that's when I do my most thinking. I don't know if everyone does, but I'm not able to sleep, and just ideas will be flying through my head. And in order to get that idea to stick, I absolutely 150% need to write it down. So that's why I use my phone or my notes in my phone as a way of recording ideas or recording situations that happen to me or, you know, coming up with stuff to talk to you about. And it always happens to me at night. The problem with that is I'm laying there. And if I do it a few times, this is where I'm at this stage now where if I start the habit of having an idea and popping out of my bed to type it into my phone, I'm going to start that habit all the time. So I've been kind of refraining from it, but when I refrain, then the next day, because I'm expecting myself, remember what you just thought of. Remember tomorrow. Don't write it down on your phone. Just try to have a little bit of a memory, Corey. Just try, just a little bit, to have some sort of a memory that's worth a damn. So I've tried to not grab my phone when I have a good idea, to not type it in, and I fail. Clearly. Because this is the shit I'm talking to you about right now. And this isn't entertaining. I'm just kind of giving you the lowdown on how I come up with this and what my problem is. So, my biggest issue right now is, do I start the habit of taking my best thought process time, my best thinking, my best ideas when I'm about to fall asleep? That's when they pop in my head. Do I grab my phone and start typing them out and possibly spend 15 to 20 minutes working out an entire segment or a bit of some sort or something to talk about with grave detail in my phone? Or do I just kind of drop it, let it go, move on to the next day and pray that I remember. So I'm running into that issue right now. And that made me, it made me think of that because I was telling you about the Twitch thing. So like, I'm obviously constantly thinking before I go to sleep, but, whatever. Also, there needs to be, since I'm on the same topic of just being in bed next to your bed, shouldn't there, don't you guys think, who else, I had a hard time speaking there, who else brings water to bed? I do, every night. If I wake up, the one night that I don't bring water to bed and I wake up, it's not next to me, and I'm parched, and my mouth is dry, my throat's dry, I'm dying, I feel like I'm dying, who wants to get out of bed and get water? Then you're up. So I think there should be a straw. Like a device, kind of like a sippy cup. I was a big fan of sippy cups back in the day, and now I guess since I'm too old, I can't use them or something. I don't know. I don't even know if they still sell them. Sippy cups were the cups that you couldn't spill when you were a kid. There needs to be like an adult version of a sippy cup for the next to your bed, okay? Because every time you get up, then your heart gets racing again. You were at rest, and then once you get up, your heart's racing again, okay? And that's not okay. How are you going to go back to sleep when your heart just... And then you get all hot. And I can't sleep when I'm hot. It has to be cold in the room. Whatever. I've been venting about my stupid sleep habits for this entire thing. So, whatever. I do have something serious to talk to you about. And how much time do I have? Shit. I'm already 11 minutes in. But whatever. I'm getting this. I'm going to get this one out there. Should I wait until the next one? Should I just create another episode? I'll create a second episode. I won't hold you to it. I'll release them both at the same time. So once you get done with this one, just watch the next one. I just want to try to keep these to 10-ish minutes. I'm already past that time frame. I suck at doing that because I just apparently love to talk. Okay? So I'm sorry if this one was all about my sleeping habits and possibly being having Tourette's. But now you know. Now you know how I come up with ideas or whatever you call what I talk about. I don't know if it's an idea or not from just ranting. All right, my boobies. Move on to the next episode so you can hear what I'm about to tell you. I've got a PSA for the ladies, okay? So, to be continued. I love y'all. Go subscribe. Go to YouTube and subscribe to the channel. Listen to the podcast on Apple or subscribe on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen. And then go to Twitter and Instagram, and I'll throw all that stuff into the bios. But, all right, my boobies. I'll talk to you in a minute.